one of the questions which comes up in the world of sukkah, if a person has a limited amount of sukkah to give, so are there any preferences in regards to giving, in regards to getting X amount of different types of sukkah in the mail, the people coming? How do you decide the preference in regards to the amount of money you should be giving, or what you should be giving? You have limited amounts to give. What are the preferences? So the Shulchan Aruch says, obviously, anything which has to do with sukkah and sefashis, the first example he gives would be pidyon shvuyim. Person is, the Chazal say, person wants a person is in jail, he's in danger of other things. Included that in the times, earlier times, was a person owed money to the king, etc. That was potential for endangering him. So those areas where a person was in danger, the most common things we have nowadays, I mean, I recall many times giving money for pidyon shvuyim, and people had people in Romania, which were the Sklana Rebbe used to, part of Chesed Avram was that he used to raise money to save people in jail in Romania, and behind the Iron Curtain, and those type of things. But the most common thing which we have as comes to Boshes is the question of refuah. Refuah, person comes, they need an operation, they want money for the operation, they need money for operation, it's a kana, etc. So that would be an example for that. It has a deepness. If a person's coming, they have no money to eat, person has nothing of what to eat, so that would be the same thing. Also, it's not so common, the person's knocking on our door, but there are stalkers that you have an artisan, you have a knee in which mamas, they don't know what to eat, that's the adipus is these type of things, which there's an element of sakana involved in that. Included in that, the story to say is being able, enabling a person to get married. A person says that without the ability to get married, that's a very difficult thing for a person. The Pelagites compares that to the Madrega of Pinyan Shuyim. The parent does not have the ability to marry off a child. He says that by him is Pinyan Shuyim already. The parent sits with the tsar, that the parent is the danger that to the person's health, etc., which could that cause, is equivalent of that. Other persons say that's not Madrega of Pinyan Shuyim, but it's the next level down. So the ability to be, the mitzvah is Kala, specifically by Kala first, a daughter before a son, that goes at the next level down. Now, when the mitzvah of Meiser, which we have, the Chofetz Chaim passage is being some Rishon Chazal, the Iker Tekan of Meiser Sopin, based on the Gemara, the Iker purpose of Meiser Sopin was to support people sitting to learn Torah. So we have a problem nowadays because we have mixed together Tzedakah with Meiser. Meiser, its purpose was to support people learning Torah, and Tzedakah was these different things which Tzedakah is used for Niyam, and not for Torah, and so need to eat, etc., whatever that is. So how do we balance those two things? Paskins, when you're getting ready to the point, the question of support for people who need to eat, etc., unless it's the Kansama Sakana, Talmud Torah goes first, unless the Ani is a relative. If an Ani is a Karev, then the Ani with a Karev has a Kedima before Achzokas and a Melei Torah. But otherwise, the money which we use for Meiser should be used to support people which are sitting and learning Torah. That's the purpose of Meiser, to be able to support them. It should be Torah and Klal Yisrael. So the next Madriga, the next step, after you get past the Sekhanas and Fashas issues, which then the money for Melei, that the money must go for Sekhanas and Fashas. But if you're not holding on to the point of Sekhanas and Fashas, then the preference is to give money to support people learning Torah. Have a good morning.